This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Big O radio show. Giovanni says, did you catch Saban talking smack about Texas A&M and NIL buying players? Yet Saban is by no means a saint. Well, let's hear from Saban. And Jimbo Fisher, by the way, had a press conference to address that. And we're going to try to find his comments also in that press conference. But first of all, let's go with Saban going after Texas A&M last night in a press conference. I think, let me tell you something. I think Nick Saban screwed up here in a major way, in all kinds of ways. I think he screwed up. When you're Alabama, you need to shut the hell up, dude. You have been abusing the system forever. Here's what I want you to think about. Okay? Here's what I really want you to sit down and think about with college football and the NILs and what's going on now. Because we try on this show to make you think of things you didn't think about. So, Sean, people are complaining, right? They're complaining about John Ruiz and they're complaining about NILs and this and that and everything. So let me ask you something. Why is Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban complaining? Can't their people do it? But for years, you were able to do it under the table. So I'm wondering now, back in the way things were normally, so all these SEC teams and everything, so they were willing to do it the dirty way, behind the scenes, a bag of cash shows up at your house, that kind of stuff. So you're not willing to offer people money up front and sign them to contracts. And you're not willing to have these players represent your companies? I'm sorry, because John Ruiz wants players to represent his companies. So are they just good enough to give them a bag of cash, but you don't want any ties to them? So I'm wondering, because if the Dabo Sweeneys of the world and the Nick Sabans, who are complaining little bitches right now about NIL, and their programs have all the money, and they were very comfortably getting all these players before, and we all know there were some things going on. So I'm wondering, was that money really coming from boosters? Or was it coming from the schools?
See, that is interesting as well. But my thought was this.
I mean, if you're such boosters that you're so proud of being a booster for Michigan or Florida State or Alabama or LSU, but if you're a booster, then why aren't you willing to give a kid an NIL to represent your business?
Because you have to give them so much now. Oh. Now it's a bidding war too.
Oh, but they're not good enough for the bidding war anymore? They're just good for $20,000 of cash.
Or maybe
on the
those
side?
Guys aren't as deep in the pockets. I mean, again, I know Alabama's got some deep pockets. Don't get me wrong.
Or maybe some of those boosters just want to use you up so you can just play for their team.
Yep.
But they don't want any part of you representing their company. Maybe you don't look like the person that they want representing their company. That's what I got to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had it so good for so many years behind the scenes, under the table, because come on, dude. I know how the game is played. We all know how the game is really played, used to be played. So now it's being played legally out in the open. So wait a minute. Shouldn't Alabama be just as powerful legally out in the open? Ask yourself that. Where are all these magical boosters? I'm just saying. By the way, now that I might as well mention it, I hate to throw the man in the mix, but Stephen Ross has given so much money to Michigan. Is he doing NIL deals for Michigan? Has he? What, doesn't Stephen Ross want the players to represent any of his companies?
Maybe pays them to lose.
I'm just saying. I'm just wondering. I'm just throwing things out there. I'm just wondering if people are thinking about these things. So, you were so powerful doing it the traditional way. Why don't you want to do it now the open way?